From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Baghdad awoke today to sounds of helicopters flying overhead, most of them heading in and out of the international zone after protesters defied bullets and tear gas to storm the area. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi condemned the Friday protest. Squeezed by years of violence and a deepening economic crisis, Iraqis are fed up with government corruption and the leadership's inability to protect them from repeated violence. Flight data indicating just minutes before Egypt Air Flight 804 plunged into the Mediterranean Thursday, smoke alarms rang out in the plane's cabin. Meantime, search crews have found human remains where the plane went down. On whether terrorism might have caused the crash, VOA spoke with security specialist Sajan Gohel of the Asia Pacific Foundation in London.
If this is a terrorist attack, it is a game changer in terms of how we travel in the future, because it would mean that there was a problem at the Paris end, which would then mean that there's going to have to be reevaluation as to security procedures. And that will have a knock-on effect worldwide.
France's foreign minister rejects comments that terrorism is to blame, and aviation experts are warning against speculation. The NATO-led military coalition in Afghanistan says a suicide bomber struck one of its vehicles north of Kabul. That happened today because no casualties. The attack occurred in Bagram District, which hosts the largest U.S. military base in Afghanistan. Earlier, a Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility for the attack on a convoy and what he called invaders. This is VOA News. Consumers around the world holding onto their money, according to finance ministers at the Group of Seven meeting in Japan. There are a number of reasons, they say, for consumers' apprehensive about spending their hard-earned money, including those who have limited purchasing power because of their tight budgets. Their reluctant spending habits are having a ripple effect, according to the finance ministers, a ripple effect around the world. President Obama's three-day visit to Vietnam starting Monday expected to be a watershed in the growing economic and strategic partnership with the two countries. There have been significant economic breakthroughs for the former enemies since diplomatic ties were established between Hanoi and Washington in 1995. World Health Organization confirming that the strain of Zika virus now circulating in the Americas and linked to brain abnormalities in babies is present in Cape Verde. Meantime, WHO's executive director Bruce Aylward says they do not advise a ban on travel or trade to the Cape Verde Islands.
The idea of travel restrictions, that fits in the bucket of seductively simple but stupid solutions. They don't work. And what you do is hugely complicate the ability to help a country that's already been hit by this thing to actually manage it.
WHO says the strain in Cape Verde was most likely imported from Brazil, which is the epicenter of the epidemic in the Americas. Well, it appears to be getting a lot hotter out there, and April is the most recent month, with statistics to prove the point. We get the story now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The World Meteorological Organization has issued a number of alarming reports on the state of the climate in recent days. The report on record-setting temperatures indicates April marked the 12th month in a row in which temperature records have been broken. WMO spokeswoman Claire Nullis says this is the longest such streak in 137 years in which records have been shattered.
What's particularly concerning is the margin which these records are being broken. They're not being broken, they're being smashed.
The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, reports the combined average temperature over global land and ocean surfaces for April was 1.10 degrees Celsius above the 20th century average. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And prosecutors in Peru launched a money laundering probe against presidential candidate Keiko Fujimori and her husband. Fujimori has denied any wrongdoing. Allegations come just 2 weeks before Peruvians go to the polls to vote for a new president. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.